Haynes has two choices for borough mayor in the upcoming election. At a forum Monday, incumbent Jan Hill touted her experience and connections. Challenger Joni Wagner has no political experience, but she said she would bring a more positive leadership style to the position. Wagner didn't waste time in criticizing Mayor Hill's leadership.
The reputation of Haynes has been damaged by divisiveness statewide. It's been by divisiveness that has been tacitly supported by our current mayor.
Wagner referred to public statements Hill has made on a few occasions. In one, she called the community hateful and vindictive. In another, she called out the assembly for not representing the whole community after the hire of Deborah Schnabel as borough manager.
I've witnessed our mayor refer to the people of Haynes as hateful and mean. I see you, the people of Haynes, as diverse, involved, and passionate. We're a small community, and we deserve to be respected, supported, and encouraged by our mayor to pursue our highest goals.
I don't see things through rose-colored glasses. I see them for what they are.
Hill said people were asking her to speak out, and that's why she made those statements. She explained that she usually does not voice her opinions during assembly meetings.
Those comments were from the heart, and at the time, they were true. People were being hateful and vindictive, and it showed. And so I will always speak my mind and be honest with how I feel on things.
But Hill does have doubts about whether making those statements criticizing community members and the assembly was the right thing to do. When asked if she would have done anything differently in her past 3 years as mayor, she said this.
I might not have made those comments that I was asked to make. Because that's why I was being quiet. I didn't want to chime in on what was going on in the community. I was observing. I was quietly meeting with people that were involved in some of those activities and that were causing the negativity. And I don't believe for 1 minute that I was encouraging divisiveness.
The divisiveness came to a head in August's special recall election. It was unsuccessful, with many voters saying the grounds were just too flimsy to unseat the three targeted assembly members. Hill and Wagner have different opinions on the recall. Wagner said the effort should never have made it to an election.
I think it sets a dangerous precedent for Haynes that every time people don't get the people in office that they want or disagree with somebody in the assembly that they can recall, and they know that it's going to be just a done deal kind of process.
But Hill said it's the citizens' right.
That process is something that is set in place. It's a part of the public process. When citizens are not happy, they have every right to do what they did.
Neither Hill nor Wagner offered specific ideas about how to heal wounds left behind by the recall. Although Wagner did say that she sees herself as a collaborator who can bring people together. Wagner is an artist and business owner who started First Friday Art Walk events in Haynes.
I think that what I bring in my experience would be my ability to listen and my ability to have people that have differing opinions collaborate with each other.
Hill is finishing up her third term as mayor. She also is a leader in regional and statewide organizations like the Alaska Municipal League and Southeast Conference. She said her biggest accomplishment in the past 3 years was successfully lobbying to bring those groups' annual meetings to Haynes. Southeast Conference is in town this week.
This conference will probably bring about 200 people to our community, and that's a huge boost to our economy. In a time when our economy really could use that huge boost.
Hill and Wagner were on the same page on a couple local issues. Both are opposed to excise taxes on tobacco products. They say it would hurt low-income residents most. They're also hesitant to endorse an expansion of the police service area outside of the Haynes town site. Both potential mayors say that issue should be up to outer borough residents to decide. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.